my goal of why I want to do that is just to demystify it. So instead of demystifying wine for this period, I would like to just take the angst and the stigma and the scariness of chemotherapy away for people.
Hello, it's Nikki Lamberti here in Sonoma County, California. Hope you're doing well. Hey, we're taking a little pause on the normal Sip with Nikki content today because I have something a little more on the personal side that I wanted to share, mostly because I want to put it out there to try to help people that might be going through a similar situation. If you follow me on Facebook specifically, and I hope that you do, about 2 weeks ago, I shared that I was recently diagnosed with breast cancer in December. And first and foremost, we caught it early, thank you to regular mammogram. A little bit surprising, no family history, and I've never had an irregular screening before. But thankfully, the tumor was very small and had only spread to a few lymph nodes. So somewhere between stage one, stage two, and I had surgery in January. And in March started chemotherapy. And at the time of this recording, which is mid-July, I'm almost done with 16 rounds of chemo. And I had recorded on the morning before going to my very first chemotherapy appointment, just to try to capture my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions at that time. And I didn't know what I was going to do with the recording or if I was going to release it in a podcast. I've been toying with the idea of a special series within Sip with Nikki called Drip with Nikki, where I record during the chemotherapy infusion and maybe interview my companion or friend or support person who's there. But at any rate, I felt like it was time to share a little bit more widely because I've been very slow to share, and you'll hear a little bit about why. But because I feel like I'm in the home stretch and I can see the finish line with 3 more weeks before I get to ring the bell, and I'm feeling really good, I truly felt like it was time to take that recording that I did on March 14th. What you'll hear is the morning of and then the evening of. And the tone is very different. I'm not going to lie. The first one is a little bit emotional and a little bit weepy because the anxiousness of the unknown of chemo was hovering over me that morning. And I wanted to put it out there because if you are diagnosed or someone in your circle that you love is about to go through this, I feel, quote, chemo is such a heavy, dark word, and we immediately have connotations from the movies of being on the bathroom floor and being so sick and being bald. And while those things can happen and may happen, they don't always happen. And I'm here to share about my experience, both on that day, what it was like, but also in the outro, if you'll stick around, you'll hear me give an update current day of how it's going, not only with treatment, but also with the scalp cooling process that I'm doing to try to preserve my hair. And that I want to shout from the rooftops because I feel like a lot of people are unfamiliar with scalp cooling, and it's becoming more and more available and more popular, and I just want to make sure that people know. So getting a little personal today, a little vulnerable, but I keep telling myself that it is for the good of all of you, and if this can help someone through their experience, then it is worth me putting out into the airwaves a little bit of snotty, runny nose, weepy Nikki from March 14th. But I promise there's a good ending, and I'm doing great right now. We are going for cure with both chemo and radiation. So my prognosis is excellent, and I'm very grateful for modern medicine, and let's keep cancer research going, which is getting harder and harder by the day. So you'll be hearing an update soon about my partnership with the V Foundation for Cancer Research and our Solovato wine release that's happening in October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I feel like this episode can be called multiple things. I've got this, which has been my motto. LFG, let's effing go, which has been my war cry, LFG. Or magic juice, which is my affectionate name for chemotherapy, which just sounds a lot better. So here we go with I've got this, LFG, magic juice.
Here we are, March 14th, day one of 16 chemotherapy treatments. I don't know if I am recording this for myself, for my friends and family, or my hope is that I get to a point where I can share this widely so that it can help people, especially women, who are going through this and just try to help take away some of the mystery and some of the anxiety of the unknown. It is 7:34 in the morning, and we're going to leave the house in about an hour. And I am packing in a weird way. It almost feels like I'm packing for a trip between the blankets and the neck pillows and the computer and the headphones and the charger and the snacks and the ice chips for my mouth. I've got a lot of shit that I'm gonna roll up in there with, including my scalp cooling kit, which is a whole nother little piece of small hand luggage. I got the port in yesterday. It's not super comfortable. It kept me up a little bit last night because I think it's just a little sore as a new accessory that is now in my chest. I'm not thrilled about that, but it is what it is, and it's going to get the job done. And for chemo one, maybe we'll call it C1. I don't want to keep saying chemotherapy or chemo. I'm calling it magic juice on my Outlook calendar. That's what I have it as. So for magic juice, MJ one, my wonderful friend Allison is coming to pick me up this morning. And it's not lost on me the consistency of her support. Because in 2019, she also came to pick me up early in the morning, but it was to pick grapes. It was to pick our first vintage of Sangiovese in September of 2019 at the Ramazzotti Vineyard. So Allison was my head picker and has been my head picker since then. And now she gets to add another title, which is chemo crew captain. I don't know why I feel like I have to give everything a title, but it's the marketer in me. So she is going to pick me up and stay with me for the first half of the 5-hour infusion. And then Michael is going to relieve her midway. So they are splitting the shift today. I know I'm emotional as I'm recording this, but I don't think I'm scared. I'm trying to identify the emotions, like inside out. There's a lot of them right now. My normal lead emotion in there, Miss Joy, she's a little quiet at the moment, but she knows that on the other side of this, she'll get the spotlight again. It's not really fear. I think I'm still just like, how is this real? How is this me? How is this my life right now? And I know I don't sound it, but I feel strong, feel physically good today at this moment going into it. I feel informed, like I have so much information, maybe too much, from not only my medical team, but people around me who I know and love who have been through this. And then also people I don't know, like the Paxman Scalp Cooling Facebook group, which has been mostly helpful, a little overwhelming. I had to tell Facebook to cool it a little bit because posts are fast and furious. And I understand there's a lot of, I haven't seen any men posting in there yet, but there's a lot of women in there who are feeling exactly like me and are sharing tips. I have been looking in that Facebook group for a couple weeks, but not really interacting or posting. And I made my first post in there last night when I did a dress rehearsal with my scalp cooling cap and soft helmet. And I put a picture in there here we go. And so there's been so many wonderful comments on there, whether it's just, you got this, let's go, or like tips. Try the tie from your bathrobe to tie over the top of it once it's on to get a closer, tighter fit. So yes, I did pull the string out of my bathrobe and put it in my go bag. We've got it if we need it. I'm mostly just curious to see how I'm gonna feel on the other side. How am I gonna feel? I'm not even really anxious about the time that I'm there, the infusion itself. There's a small part of me that's, please don't have any type of allergic reaction while you're sitting there. But other than that, Allison's gonna keep me company. We're gonna talk, we're gonna laugh. I've got work to do if I feel like it. So I'm not anxious about the actual time in the chair today. I'm just curious how I'm gonna feel tomorrow, the next day, a month from now. It all just feels like a very big interruption. That's why I have been using the word pretty much since I was diagnosed in December of annoyed. I'm annoyed. I'm not scared. I'm annoyed. I don't have time for this. And I'm sure lots of people feel that way. I can't imagine going through this right now. If I had children right now, all I really have to worry about is me and take care of myself through this. So yeah, there's that. I'm hoping that this release of emotions right now is, let's get it out and move on. I don't want to be like this in front of Allison. I don't want to be like this when I'm there, and I don't think I will be. It's just a quiet, sort of serious moment sitting here at my kitchen counter, just reflecting and mentally preparing for battle. I feel like it's the last few days, especially, I've said I'm preparing for battle. Between the literal war wounds, the incision from my surgery, which was now 6 weeks ago, the incisions, newly fresh incisions from yesterday from the port, which still has dressing on it. I had a significant haircut last weekend, probably 5 inches of hair, just so it's easier to maintain through this process if I can hopefully hang on to some of it. And I even went and had the hydrogel taken off my nails, so I didn't have to worry about maintaining that. And I know that chemo does wreak havoc on your nails, so just having them back to natural, I think, is better, easier to maintain. And I don't think you're really supposed to go into the nail salon, and there's always possibility of infection there, especially with a diminished immune system. Immunocompromised, I guess that's what I'll be. I don't know. So even that feels weird, because I love my short, natural gel pale pink nails that I pretty much have 90% of the time for the last 20 years. And now they're just like really thin and brittle, but that should be the least of my worries. But anyway, my point was doing those things this week, the haircut, taking the nails off, it all just feels like, I just keep saying, preparing for battle. So if you're listening to this, it means I decided to share it. Because at this point, even on the first day of Magic Juice number one, I don't know if I'm going to release this through the podcast, or maybe it'll just be a private blog website. I'm not sure. I've been really slow to share about this, which is atypical of me. I'm usually such a sharer. So if you are someone that knows me and loves me and I love you, and you didn't know, and you're knowing now, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you. That part has been really hard, not because I'm not comfortable talking about it, I am, and not because I'm super private, because I'm not, but because I just don't want people to worry, because I've got this, and everybody is dealing with so much of their own worry in their own lives and the crazy upside down world that is around us right now. So I just don't want to add to it. But I have learned in the last 2 months or so that the more I let people in and loop them in as to what's going on, the more love and support and texts and voicemails and cards and bracelets. And I like that stuff. It does help and it does make me feel good. So it reinforces to me that I just need to keep sharing, let people know, let people in, let people love. In the words of Mel Robbins, let them. So I think that's all I have to say for this update. I don't know if I'm going to record while I'm there. I don't know if Sip with Nikki is going to become Drip with Nikki, although I'm very proud of the cleverness of the idea. I'm going to have to get there first and just feel it out and just see if it seems okay to record while I'm there. And again, my goal of why I want to do that is just to demystify it. So instead of demystifying wine for this period, I would like to just take the angst and the stigma and the scariness of chemotherapy away for people by recording while I'm there and let you hear like it's okay and here's what's happening and here's what's around me. So I will if I can, and if not today, maybe in future appointments. But that's all for now. LFG, let's go. I did it. It is 9:04 p.m. on the night of cycle one, treatment one, and it was not so bad. I feel like all of the advice and guidance from doctors and survivors and support groups took some of the worry out of just the unknown of what to expect. It was about 5 hours. We actually, my dear friend Allison picked me up and we got to the infusion center around 9:30, which gave me time to prep my hair and get my Paxman scalp cooling cap on, which is a process that I'm doing to try to save some hair and also to aid with the regrowth process for the hair that I will lose. And then 10 o'clock, they brought me into the infusion center. All of the nurses were fantastic. Julie was my nurse today. Shout out to Julie. She was wonderful. And they first pushed some anti-nausea meds in my IV, in my port. And that was the only like little hiccup of the day. Was I had a little bit of a reaction to that. It wasn't even the chemotherapy itself. It was literally just anti-nausea. I've got some like allergies, not food or drug allergies, but like sensitive skin. And a few minutes after she pushed that drug, I was like, I feel like I want to scratch my thighs. I was like, it wasn't burning or horrible. I was like, I just noticed I felt the urge to scratch. And then we looked and I had a hive that popped up near my belly button and then another one on my thigh. So I was like, whoop, we're stopping that. Cut it off. The drug, not my belly button. It's a ninny. And then they flushed saline. They're like, all right, let's flush that out of your system. And then just gave me a oral pill, anti-nausea instead, which was fine. And now moving forward, I just won't get that drug. But then the AC, as it's called for short, Red Devil, was fine as far as reactions. And I brought my electric blanket with me because I literally, from scalp cooling, hooked up to a cooling machine with an inner silicone cap that has coolant in it. And it like makes icicles on your head. But after about 15 minutes, my head was numb and I had preloaded some Tylenol before getting there. So yeah, it was cold. I was like, oh, this is kind of like doing a cold plunge. And then seriously, after 15 minutes, it goes numb, which is what everyone told you to expect. And it was fine. The most uncomfortable part of the scalp cooling is then the outer cap, which is neoprene, looks like a soft bike helmet or astronaut helmet, has a chin strap that needs to be fairly snug to make sure you're just getting really good contact on the top of your head with the cap. And so that's like up under the chin and it's not comfortable. Plus then you have to wear a mask. So there's just a lot going on there, but not unbearable in any way. And able to talk, able to eat, and I had it on for almost 5 hours. Felt good to take it off at the end. And I can talk more about scalp cooling and details of it maybe at another time. But really what I wanted to capture here as I just climbed into my bed is I really feel okay. A little bit of nausea just kind of started poking its head, but I'm a very like car sicky, motion sicky kind of person. Was able to eat a little bit of dinner. Michael made some beautiful but very simple pasta just with some spinach and tomatoes and garlic. Actually a recipe that I just saw on Meghan Markle's new Netflix series. It's like a one skillet pasta. It was delicious and I was hungry. I was hungry this afternoon as well. And so I just took an anti-nausea pill, which they said to take if you just have the slightest like hint of it. Don't wait, take it. So I did. Mentally, emotionally, I feel good. Since we got home this afternoon, it's been a lot of time on the phone, of course, and texting everyone and checking in with everyone who's checking in on me. But then I put the phone down and Michael and I went for a walk at about 5 o'clock this afternoon, just through our neighborhood and got some fresh air. Came home, did some stretching, vacuumed, unpacked all of my 97 duffel bags that I brought with me to treatment today. I brought so much stuff because I wasn't sure what I really wanted to have and needed as far as blankets, gloves, scarves, different neck pillows, two computers, a Kindle, headphones. Just now I know what I need and what I don't need, and I'll streamline it for the next time. But yeah, I unpacked all that stuff. So I had actually some really good energy this afternoon, and I don't know if that's just adrenaline. I'm not on any steroids yet. I know those can pump you up, literally. I take my first dose of that tomorrow. But I felt really good this afternoon, and we were able to eat dinner and watch some TV. I did not have wine. I told Michael that he should not hold back if he wanted to have some, and I smelled his wine, but that's right when the nausea had already started. So I was like, nope, not gonna do it. I just feel so grateful to Allison for coming and taking the first shift and helping me get comfortable in that chair. And then every time I'd get comfortable with plugged into the hair cooling system, plugged into the IV, electric blanket, plugged in, good. And I'd be like, shit, I have to pee, because they were pumping bags of saline and meds into me. So she was so wonderful to help me get in and get out and get in and get out of the chair so that I could go to the bathroom. I had brought some snacks per recommendation. I had one of my normal breakfasts this morning, which is what they encourage you to do, which was hard-boiled egg, half an avocado, a little bit of olive oil with some Everything Bagel seasoning mashed up on a little bit of sourdough toast. It was delicious and super foody and clean. And then I had some snacks. I brought green apple slices, some yummy popcorn, bottle of the Naked Juice smoothies, and some wonderful ginger hard candy that Pam, fellow warrior survivor, sent my way. And the time passed very quickly, believe it or not, because it was busy. There was always something happening. Julie, the nurse, was coming over to explain something or go over something or change something or check something. Then the pharmacist came and re-reviewed all of the protocol and then the at-home meds that I have, and everyone is just so thorough. So between that and then just getting up to pee, there wasn't a whole lot of time. Like, my phone was blowing up with texts and things, and I couldn't even get to that until the last hour to start responding because it was busy. But that's good. That means the time passed quickly, and Michael came and relieved Allison, and he was there for the last hour and a half, which is mainly by then all the drugs have been pushed, and it's just the post-cooling for the scalp. You have to sit there for another 90 minutes, let the cold cap do its job, try to paralyze those hair follicles so they don't do what they want to do, which is let go. Speaking of let go, the scalp cooling kit, the outer neoprene, has a kind of a tail coming off the back of it, which is what plugs you into the machine. And I was throwing it over my shoulder when I was walking around and detached from the machine, and it felt like a long braid, like hanging over my shoulder. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm Elsa from Frozen. Icicles on my head and this quote braid over my shoulder. So there's a reel there, but I'm just grateful not only for the people who were physically around me today, like Allison and Michael and all of the wonderful nurses at the infusion center, but of course everyone who was sending love and checking in with me, especially my family. And I feel grateful that I feel okay. And I hope that I sleep tonight. So I'm tired. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being vomit, I would say the nausea right now is like a 1 or a 2. It's really, and I'm looking for it, right? I'm like really hyper focused on it just because I'm curious. How does it feel? And I feel grateful for medicine, even the Red Devil, which literally is in red syringes, and the nurse has to put on special gown, special gloves. It's just very caustic. And people have shared with me that have had that drug that they couldn't even watch it being pushed in their veins. And I was looking at it thinking, hey, go do your thing. Thank you. Get her done. Find those cells. Wipe them out. And people call it that because, like I said, it's just a very strong drug that's pretty caustic, which is why you really need to have it go into a port in your chest versus an IV in your arm. And it's known for creating mouth sores as well. So when she was pushing it, per the nurse's direction, I was sucking on ice chips, which is supposed to help. And it is one of the worst as far as hair loss. So I don't have high expectations for retaining much hair. I'm trying to protect my heart according to the Paxman calculator on their website. When I plug in my specific protocol, it says you have a 47% chance of retaining 50% of your hair. So good news is I'm starting with a lot. I've always had very thick hair. So I feel like if I really lost only 50%, still have a lot more hair than a lot of people, gratefully. So we'll see. It's just so much wait and see in this. But what I was saying this morning when I, God, it feels like days ago this morning when I was so weepy and emotional was just, it's the unknown, right? And now I know how it was. I know how I did. It wasn't bad. I feel okay. And we can cross one off the list. Signing off, LFG.
So now I have checked 13 magic juice appointments off the list, and I only have 3 left to go. The final 3, I will be done at the end of July. And the chemo crew has grown, so I must give a shout out to my other cheerleaders and friends that have helped along the way, in addition to Michael coming, of course. Shout out to Dana, both Sally S. and Sally J., Carrie. And coming up this week, we have Kim and Amy and Mom probably flying out for the final chemo where I get to ring the bell on July 25th. And then have a short break before I start radiation. And that is going to be every day. And I suspect that I'll do the same thing that I did with chemotherapy for radiation. I'll record a little bit of my expectations and then the reality, and hopefully can help to pull back the curtain on that process for people too. But at the time of this recording, with 3 chemos left, I feel really good. And guess what? I have about half of my hair left. In fact, Michael says I just have, quote, normal woman hair now instead of the very thick Lamberti girl hair that my sisters and I are blessed with. And I'm so happy with it. I don't need to wear a hat or a wig or a scarf. There are definitely some thin kind of balding spots on the top of the crown, but I'm using root spray and some little hair fiber powder to fill that in when I really am going somewhere important. But I'm so thrilled with the scalp cooling process. I cannot stress enough how well it has worked, and hopefully I'm through the thick of it at this point and won't lose much more hair once chemo's over. So I really encourage people to check it out. Again, Paxman is the system that I used, which is where the machines actually reside at the infusion center, and you just bring your custom fitted cap with you. So obviously you have to find an infusion center near you that has it. But if they don't, there are other systems like Arctic and Penguin where you bring everything with you and it uses dry ice. So there's different ones out there. But so far, I am so happy that I've done this. And in the spots where I can tell there was some hair loss, I can already see a little peach fuzz regrowth under there. So very pleased with it. As far as energy level, I feel really freaking good. My body has handled this very well. No issue with nails. Nail beds look good. So I'm probably going to go get my nails done soon. I've even had a couple pedicures. Shh, don't tell anyone. In fact, I've been able to do most things in my life mostly normally. So you heard on that morning of what I was really staring down was the anticipation of a huge interruption of life, not being able to do the things I want to do or go the places I want to go. I've even traveled a bit to see family on the East Coast. I went to Walt Disney World to meet my family for spring break, blessed by my oncologist, of course, but it's not been as scary or bad as I thought. And thankfully, my sense of smell, sense of taste, appetite, all of that has remained intact. Wine still smells good and tastes good. At the moment, I'm drinking less often and less volume, but still able to make wine, taste wine, try pairings, and thank goodness for that part. And so that's why literally today, the day before I'm releasing this, I decided it was time to pull out that recording from March and piece it together for you, because my hope is that whether it's you or friends and family that you can share this with who maybe have received a recent diagnosis, that they can listen to this and just feel a little bit less afraid of the unknown. Now, I have to say, of course, that everyone's diagnosis is different. Everyone's body handles treatments differently. There's so many different protocols. So, disclaimer, yes, of course, this is my very personal experience. And I wanted to put it out there to shed some light, give some encouragement, and just let you know that I'm doing fine. The only real side effect that I'm experiencing now, 4 months into chemo treatments, is needing a few naps. And it's not every day, but most days I'm like, all right, I'm tired. So a little bit of fatigue, just needing to rest. I'll take it if that's the worst that I'm dealing with. But that is slowing me down a little bit in podcast creation. So I'm going to ask you, listener, for a little bit of grace. I have been super consistent with 80 episodes weekly and not missed a week since starting this. And I hope to continue that. But if there's a week where it's dark, just know that Nikki needed some naps. But I'm not going anywhere, and I will be coming back not only with more updates on the magic juice journey, but of course my typical Sip with Nikki content to continue bringing you joy through food and wine. So thanks for listening to this very personal episode. I'd love to hear any comments. You can send me an email at nikki@sipwithnikki.com. You can comment on my Facebook post from June 19th. It's a public post, and I'm just Nikki Lamberti on Facebook. Feel free to comment there. Or if you see some social media shares for this episode on my Instagram account at Nikki Lamberti, feel free to leave a note there. But I appreciate you listening, and I hope that whatever is happening in your life and mine, until we are together again, that you, as always, sip well.